B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I want A plus B. This is so much fun. Invest education for you and everyone, so come along. Learn some grammar, learn a phrase, learn something new every day. Learn the A plus way. It's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good plus, here we go. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I want A plus English.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to A Plus English, and it is day two of our Culture Shock article about many ways to pay. I'm Kat.
And I'm Mike.
And so we're back from day one. Yesterday, Simon and Lucia were out looking for food.
That's right, and they were talking about ways to pay for the things that they buy.
Mm-hmm.
Simon was sort of, he got in a bit of trouble because they were going to go to a restaurant to buy some food, and he's like, hey, I have no money with me. I didn't bring any cash. And that led them to discuss how they pay for things both here in Taiwan, back in the UK, where Simon's from, and also in Canada, where Lucy has spent some time. And they're kind of noticing, you know, here in Taiwan, people use cash. Simon was saying he doesn't carry cash because in the UK it's all debit cards. You basically use an ATM card, but in a store you can use the same card to buy things, kind of like a credit card. And credit cards are popular too, but you have to be a little bit older, right? Younger folks can't always get a credit card very easily.
Right. So. That's right. I think you have to be legally like an adult age or at least, you know, an older student in order to get something like a credit card.
There we go.
Because you have to be responsible.
Over 18 years old until a bank will give you one. And of course, here in Taiwan, we also have Easy Cards.
Right.
Right? You can use the Easy Card, which a lot of people use to get on a bus or pay for an MRT subway ticket. But you can also use that more and more in businesses to use it just like money.
Right.
But you got to put money on it. And my worry with Easy Cards is they break and you lose them.
That's right.
And you'll never get that money back.
Right. So. That's why I got an Easy Card that goes on my keys and I will never lose it. Because if I ever lose my keys, I'm in big trouble.
Well, there you go. You've put all your eggs in one basket. So good luck with that.
Thank you. I mean, it's been a few years and I haven't had any mishaps. So.
Knock on wood. All right, let's check out our article and see what they're going to be doing today with all of their money.
Culture Shock!
Many ways to pay. Simon and Lucia are eating at the restaurant.
Why are things changing?
More people are using their phones to pay for things. There are lots of apps for it, like Apple Pay.
I often use my Easy Card as well. Still, it's strange not using my debit card for everything. I could even get cash with it in a supermarket.
How?
We call it cashback in the UK. When you use your debit card, you can ask for some cash too. I often got cash back in supermarkets. It was like the supermarket was a cash machine.
The bill comes. Simon pays with cash.
Using cards is easier, though.
Small places like this don't take cards. Neither do street vendors. Don't worry, you'll soon get used to it.
They leave the restaurant.
Strange, strange. Mom always tells us not to take anything from strange people. Mom always tells us not to take anything from strange people. Supermarket, supermarket. Larry went to the supermarket to buy some cereal and eggs. Larry went to the supermarket to buy some cereal and eggs. Vendor. Vendor. There's a vendor in this night market with some really good snacks. There's a vendor in this night market with some really good snacks. Get used to. Get, got, gotten. It took Kelly some time to get used to the cold weather in Canada. It took Kelly some time to get used to the cold weather in Canada.
认识词汇
App, application.
Okay, so we start off today, and Simon and Lucia have gone into the restaurant. They are eating. So Simon's still thinking about this whole cash and debit card and payment thing. So remember, yesterday, Lucia said, oh, things are starting to change. And he said, why are things changing?
Oh, okay. So he's kind of, thinking about money. I mean, of course, money has been around for thousands of years, and cash, paper money, and coins have been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. But he's right. Things are changing. When I was a kid, you used to go to the bank to get your money.
Right.
If the bank was closed, you had no money. I mean, I was a little kid at that time, but, you know, since then, ATM cards, easy cards, credit cards, all this stuff is super easy. So things are changing. That's why he's thinking about that. Why? Why is this going on? Well, Lucia speaks next, and she has a point. She says more people are using their phones to pay for things. Very true. Mm. There are lots of apps for it, like Apple Pay. All right. They're using their phones to pay for things. They're also using their phones to communicate, to write emails, to take pictures, to listen to music. I mean, so much of our lives are based on what we can do with our phones. And those things that we use on our phones, those little programs, we call those apps. App is short for application, application, and they've shortened that long word down to apps.
Right, and
do
it's not
say APP, people, unless you're... Unless you're spelling the word apple and you're going to say A-P-P-L-E, then I'll say, well done, you spelt the name of a fruit. But if you're talking about, you know, YouTube or Facebook or Facebook Messenger or WhatsApp or WeChat or Line or any of those things on your phone, it's an app. Not an
A-P-P.
That's right. And it's because app is short for application. Application is just basically a program that works on a phone, but they call them applications.
Or
apps.
I mean, anyway, app is a short word. It's not that somebody randomly put three letters together.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so it's app, not EPP. So, anyway, now you can impress your friends with all that knowledge. And we're going to go on with our article. So, they are using their phones to pay for a lot of things in Taiwan these days. And Apple Pay is one of the apps. I think Line Pay is another one that's really popular. And Simon is now remembering using his Easy Card, what we've already talked about. Using his Easy Card in a 7-Eleven. And he says, I often use my Easy Card as well. So I guess he uses his Easy Card to pay for things too. Not just MRT tickets, not just bus tickets, but probably getting some snacks and some drinks. The things he used to use cash for in the UK. So he uses his Easy Card for these small things. And this word as well, I often use my Easy Card as well, is like another way to say to or also. We use it at the end of a sentence when you're comparing two things. Like, Lucia was just talking about apps, and he says, oh, I use my Easy Card as well. So he's saying, I use my Easy Card too. And then if you have the phrase as well as, that can be in the middle of the sentence, and it's like and. So like if I say, I like fried chicken, I like ice cream as well. Or if I want to put them in one sentence, I can say, I like fried chicken as well as ice cream.
You like them both. Okay.
Why not put them together?
There you go. All right. The memory ends, we see. So, you know, he stopped thinking about the ways he's used his Easy Card recently. And then he's kind of thinking about, you know, back in the old days, or certainly back in the UK, remember he said yesterday he used his debit card, like an ATM card, for everything, for all of his shopping, not just getting money out of the bank, but for paying things in stores. So that's different. His life in Taiwan is different from his life back in the UK. And he says, still, it's strange not using my debit card for everything. And he adds, I could even get cash with it in a supermarket.
Right.
This is interesting. We'll find out. This is not like using an ATM in a supermarket or convenience store. You can actually buy your groceries and get cash, get money with it all at the same time.
Right.
We'll find out more in a second. But he's kind of saying that, you know, the way he pays for things here in Taiwan is very different from the way he'd paid for things in the UK. It's different. It's unusual. It's not normal. It's strange. And that's what the adjective strange means. S-T-R-A-N-G-E is how we spell strange. And yeah, anything that's not expected, that's not usual, that's not common, that you don't normally see, you could say is strange. For example, Mom always tells us not to take anything from strange people. Mom always tells us not to take anything from strange people, strangers or people you don't know.
Right, yeah. So, or people who just look very strange.
Well,
I don't know.
Sure.
Maybe they're wearing some very bright and weird clothes, or maybe, like me, they have pink hair. Maybe some people think I'm a strange person.
I wouldn't take anything from you.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, I'm going to ignore that comment,
okay.
And I'm going to go to the other vocab word that we have in this sentence, which is supermarket. Supermarket is a noun spelled S-U-P-E-R, like super, and M-A-R-K-E-T, like market. And it's one word. So supermarket. And it's a place where you go to buy food. You might buy things for your house, like, let me think, toilet paper or toothbrushes or maybe some tissues or anything like that. You can also get vegetables and fruit there and other kinds of fresh food, like meat or things that have to stay cold. Or sometimes if it's a really big one, you can even get clothes or computers or games or anything like that. And we call the smaller ones grocery stores. So if you hear somebody say a grocery store or supermarket, they might be the same thing. It's just that a grocery store is a small-ish kind of supermarket. So Welcome and PX Mart and Jason's, those are all examples of supermarkets in Taipei. So an example of this word might be, Larry went to the supermarket to buy some cereal and eggs. Larry went to the supermarket to buy some cereal and eggs.
Oh, he's going to make his Cocoa Pops omelet.
I guess so.
That's a weird combination, but it sounds like he's making a breakfast for a bunch of people. Anyways, so next we see in a picture, Lucia, she's listening to what Simon says about how things are strange and he used to get cash with his debit card in a supermarket, like the supermarket was your bank. She doesn't understand this because she's not from the UK, so she asks him,
How?
Exactly. How did you get cash out of a supermarket without, you know, robbing the place, which, of course, he didn't do.
Of course not.
So then we see the next thing is a picture of Simon, and he's remembering again using his debit card, using that sort of ATM card in the UK to get cash in a supermarket. Yeah, exactly
right.
Like I said, getting money out of the supermarket like you get money out of the bank. And he explains, we call it cash back in the UK. Very interesting.
We have the same thing in the US.
Okay,
yeah.
Cash back. Often cash back is when you have like a special coupon and you buy something and then they give you a little money back as a discount for a sale. But in the UK, it means something very different. So he explains,
So he says, when you use your debit card, you can ask for some cash too. Yeah,
wow.
So I remember in the U.S. when my mom would do this more than me, but we would get our groceries, we could go to the cashier, and as they're checking out, they ask, do you want cash back? And if you say yes, maybe you can get $20, $40, $60, up to, I think, $100, and they'll just charge that to your debit card along with the other items and give you cash.
So you buy $50 of groceries, $50 of food and stuff, but you ask for $100 cash back, so they take $150 out of your bank using the computer and give you $100 in your hand in cash.
That's right.
And you can use that to go and, you know, buy gas or do anything else that you need real cash money for.
That's right.
And that's what Carnaby says. I often got cash back in supermarkets. It was like the supermarket was a cash machine.
Yeah.
As Kat explained very helpfully there, there's probably a limit. You can go in and say, oh, I want to buy this bottle of milk and please give me $10,000.
No, you can't get more than you have.
No, and certainly you probably couldn't even get that much because, of course, it's a supermarket, not a bank.
Right.
But they'd give you $50, $100, you know, enough for your simple needs.
So, yeah, they are still in the restaurant, remember, while they're thinking about all this. So as they're talking about all these different ways you can pay, cashback, apps, and using a debit card and all that sort of thing, the bill comes. So that means they finished eating. They're going to pay for their food now. And how does Simon decide to pay? He pays with cash. But at the same time, he says, using cards is easier, though.
Well, yeah, it's true. Yeah. Using cards is very, very easy. All right, so next we see that they're prepared to leave. They're getting ready to get up and leave the restaurant. And Lucia points out something very true. She says, small places like this don't take cards. As I mentioned, if it's your average little Taiwanese noodle restaurant, they probably don't take credit cards. They would only do business with cash. Here, she's using take not in the way it's like a simple action, like if I give you something, you take it. We're not talking about take that way. We're kind of using here take here as accept. It's not something that they accept. It's not a service that they offer, basically.
Right.
So you can have the credit card, you can have tons of money in the bank, and you can wave it under the nose of the owner, but he's like, I can't do anything with that. We don't take cards. We don't accept them. We don't have the machines to get the money out of your bank. You have to use cash.
Right, yeah. And I think more small restaurants are now using like those little phone attachments where you can swipe the card on it. But again, there's a lot of places in Taiwan still that only accept cash. They
certainly only
take cash.
The night market, for example.
Right, exactly. So, and that's what they say next.
Yeah.
Neither do street vendors.
Exactly.
So this is a sentence that follows what Lucia said. So she said, small places like this don't take cards. Neither do street vendors. So neither here is, well, we're going to get to that in a second. But first, let's do vendors. Vendors is actually our third word power word for today. It is V-E-N-D-O-R. It's a noun, vendor. And all it means is somebody who tries to sell things. So a street vendor in particular sells street food. They have the food already made. They have it out for you. Or oftentimes they make it right in front of you and they offer it for sale. So maybe night market goods are also sold by vendors a lot. It's different from people who are there to help in stores. Like if you go into like Zara or maybe the supermarket or something like that, you'll find somebody who is there to help you, but it's not their job to like vend things or to offer them to you. So an example of this might be, there's a vendor in this night market with some very, really good snacks. There's a vendor in this night market with some really good snacks.
Sounds good. But they don't take credit cards, so bring cash.
Right. And neither do the street vendors take credit cards. So this is kind of like the opposite of as well. Or neither is like a negative way to say so in agreement with negative statements. So like we saw, Lucia said, small places like this don't take cards. Neither do street vendors. She said don't, which is a negative way to say do. And then she said neither do blah, blah, blah. So if you want to get an example of this, you can get the positive example, which is like, I like fried chicken. So does John. That means I like fried chicken and John does too. John likes it too. Or the negative example, how we use neither. I don't like fried chicken. Neither does John. So here we can't use neither with the verb repeated. So you can't say, I don't like fried chicken, neither likes John. So yeah, you have to make sure that you use do or be or some other kind of verb there. But we're saying that I don't like it, John doesn't like it either. Yeah.
So she was explaining there that small restaurants don't take credit cards and vendors also don't take credit cards. But
that's right.
She tells Simon, don't worry, as she wraps it up. She says, don't worry, you'll soon get used to it. Yeah, new countries have new styles, new ways of doing things, new customs and stuff. And yeah, definitely if you spend some time in that country, even just a few days or a week or so, you might find yourself getting used to it. Now, this phrase, get used to it, is, yeah, three words. You would get used to something, G-E-T, used, U-S-E-D, and to. When you get used to something, it becomes normal for you. It's something that was strange at first, but as you do it more, as time goes by, it becomes more normal, more expected, less strange. You get used to it, all right? For example, here's a great example. It took Kelly some time to get used to the cold weather in Canada. It took Kelly some time to get used to the cold weather in Canada. At the beginning of the winter, she thought it was so warm. By the middle of the winter, she didn't notice it. And at the end of the winter, when she went back to Taiwan to see her friend, she thought, oh, it's so hot here.
Right.
Because she was used to the weather in Canada at that point. She
That's
got
right.
used to it. All right, it's Magic Box time, and then we'll be back with our reviews. So get ready to write us a check.
Magic Box. 找亮点.
Hello, 大家好，我是Peggy。 今天呢，来跟大家介绍一下"也"的用法，也就是说你也是，我也是啊，你也喜欢，我也喜欢的"也"。跟别人聊天的时候，为了要把感情，常常会用到这些字哈。像是比如说，你跟人家聊天的时候，你听到人家说："哎，你喜欢看电影吗？""哎呀，我也是哎，我常常去电影院，真是太好了。""I love watching movies too. I love watching movies too." 在句子后面加上一个 to 表示也是，这个用法大家应该都不陌生，是最常用到的用法。但是除了 to 以外，我们总不能每次讲话都说哦 I love doing something too， 每次都用 to 感觉很无聊。所以除了 to 以外呢，我们可以用上 as well 跟 also，像是 I also like watching movies，I also like watching movies，或者是你也可以用 as well，像是 I love watching movies as well. I love watching movies as well. 要注意的是这几个字要用的位置哈。 As well 跟 to 呢，通常放在句子的尾巴。 Also 则是要放在 be 动词和助动词的后面，一般动词的前面。但这些用法呢，通常是在说哦认同的也是，就是说你肯定别人的也是，别人说他喜欢做什么件事情，你也是。 假如是在说别人不喜欢做某件事情，你也不喜欢，这是否定的也是。这种时候就要用不一样的字，这个字叫做 neither， 或者是也有可能会念成 neither。 这个字的拼法是 N-E-I-T-H-E-R， neither 或 neither。 像是呢，我跟我妹都不吃牛肉，诶，在台湾应该蛮多人都不吃牛肉了吧？这时候你就可以说 I don't eat beef。 Neither does my sister. 或者是别人讲说他不喜欢这首歌，也可以简单的用上 me neither. 或者是你跟人家讲说啊，别人说他不喜欢不吃牛肉，你也可以说 me neither. 我也不吃啊，台湾人很多人不吃的。注意要注意的是 neither 的这个用法 ，neither 放在前面的时候呢，它是一个否定的字，所以要倒装，就是 neither 加上助动词加上主词，或者是你也可以直接说 me neither， 就是主词的受格来加上 neither。 最后，让我们来练习一下吧。我的哥哥喜欢打棒球，我也喜欢。 My brother likes to play baseball, and I like it blank. 这个 blank 这个空格要填入哪个字呢？别走开，答案马上揭晓喽。The answer is my brother likes to play baseball, and I like it as well. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, we are back with our review time, and we are playing a game of taboo today.
Taboo?
Yeah, taboo is a game where you have to get the other person to guess the word you're thinking of, or
okay.
get to by or by describing it without using the word or without using words close to it, although that's a little bit harder version. When I used to teach, I would write the word on the board and have a kid sit in front of it without seeing it. We call that backs to the board. And the other kids would try and get them to say the word.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so let's get started here. Let me think of a word, and I will try and get you to guess it by me saying everything except the word.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. So this is like a place that you can get vegetables.
Supermarket.
And fruit. Wow, that was really fast. Very, very fast. All right, Mike's very good at this game.
I'm amazing at this game. Well, we also have only four choices, and now there's only three choices. So it's not that hard.
Well, if you have lots of choices, it'll be harder.
This is a business person who sells things.
It's a
probably
vendor.
Informally. Yeah, it's a vendor.
It's a vendor.
Exactly right.
Okay.
Do we want to do one more?
Yes, let's do the last one. All right.
All right.
I don't like cold weather, but
you're getting used to it.
Yeah.
All right, okay. That was very strange.
How do you know it couldn't have been strange anyway?
Strange cold weather could be interesting, but
yeah,
that's a whole other topic. All right, guys, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you back here very, very soon with more fun and fascinating articles. Until then, cash or credit. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Culture Shock!
Many ways to pay. Simon and Lucia are eating at the restaurant.
Why are things changing?
More people are using their phones to pay for things. There are lots of apps for it, like Apple Pay.
I often use my Easy Card as well. Still, it's strange not using my debit card for everything. I could even get cash with it in a supermarket.
How?
We call it cashback in the UK. When you use your debit card, you can ask for some cash too. I often got cashback in supermarkets. It was like the supermarket was a cash machine.
The bill comes. Simon pays with cash.
Using cards is easier, though.
Small places like this don't take cards. Neither do street vendors. Don't worry, you'll soon get used to it.
They leave the restaurant.
Word power!
Strange. Strange. Mom always tells us not to take anything from strange people. Mom always tells us not to take anything from strange people. Supermarket. Supermarket. Larry went to the supermarket to buy some cereal and eggs. Larry went to the supermarket to buy some cereal and eggs. Vendor. Vendor. There's a vendor in this night market with some really good snacks. There's a vendor in this night market with some really good snacks. Get used to. Get used to. Get, got, gotten. It took Kelly some time to get used to the cold weather in Canada. It took Kelly some time to get used to the cold weather in Canada.
认识词汇.
App. Application.
上节目是由 A Plus English 空中美语制作。A Plus English 空中美语杂志，请洽询全国各大书店。欲索取视听教材，请来电02-2364-4000 02-2364-4000，或上网查询，网址是www.englishforyou.net www.englishforyou.net。 谢谢您的收听。